When you need it on AM 990 WXCT Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Richard Stewart. Britain's foreign secretary is praising Muammar Gaddafi for giving up his nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons programs. Jack Straw says Gaddafi was statesmanlike and courageous to make the decision. Libya is also opening its doors to inspectors who will oversee the elimination of the weapons and related programs. Former officials of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party are being targeted in Najaf. Gunmen in the Shiite Muslim city in Iraq launched two separate attacks. Michelle Fall has more.
A former party official who was kind of a district mayor was killed in a hail of submachine gun fire last night as he was shopping in downtown Najaf. The previous attack was on Wednesday in the same city, Najaf, where a former Ba'ath Party official, he was driving in town, stopped by an angry mob, lynched and killed, beaten to death.
This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
An Iraqi police officer says U.S. soldiers mistakenly killed three officers, thinking they were bandits. Two other Iraqis were wounded. The shootings happened about midnight local time, 55 miles south of Kirkuk. The policemen were manning a road checkpoint when soldiers opened fire. Homeland Security officials say there's no plan to raise the nation's alert status from the midpoint on the scale. That despite sustained levels of terror chatter. Officials say a raised level of intercepted communications hasn't quieted for months, marking a break from the pattern of spikes and relative calm seen after 9/11. Intelligence experts don't know what to make of the increased chatter. They say it could be a sign of an impending attack, just a scare tactic, or it could mean nothing. The CDC says it wants to know when a child dies from the flu. The health agency is asking for more information from flu deaths to keep closer tabs on the unusually early outbreak. The number of cases and child deaths could indicate an epidemic. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress that over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommended to their patients. It's so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. It contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free better sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
The mother of a pregnant California woman prosecutors say was killed by her husband has filed two wrongful death lawsuits against Scott Peterson. Sharon Rocha's lawsuits describe Peterson's conduct as willful, wanton, and outrageous beyond the ability of ordinary human beings to comprehend. Peterson has pleaded innocent to charges of murdering Lacey Peterson and their unborn child. Their remains washed ashore in April in San Francisco Bay. Voting along party lines, the Federal Communications Commission has approved a blockbuster satellite TV merger. The $6.6 billion deal will see News Corp's takeover of DirecTV, the nation's largest satellite television provider. There are conditions to the deal. News Corp must agree to arbitration to solve disputes with companies that carry its broadcast and cable channels. It must also treat all stations equally and not tilt in favor of its Fox Broadcasting Network and cable stations. Holiday wishes from President Bush. Here's Mark Smith.
The President's weekly radio address is both a Christmas card and a thank you note. Aides say in addition to passing along holiday greetings, which will highlight a new study showing a 6% jump in the number of Americans who donate time to volunteer groups. The Labor Department study found nearly 64 million Americans stepped forward during the past year and did everything from tutoring children to aiding disaster victims to building houses for the poor. Bush says such efforts demonstrate the greatness of the American character and are something he is thankful for.
Richard Stewart, IRN News.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
You're having difficulties going.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button.
Happy holiday season to everybody. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. This is Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford in studio and Ella Sobel.
Good morning. Glad to have everyone with us as we fast approach the big day coming up.
This is our very special holiday edition of the Travel World Radio Show. After this, we're going to have our annual Travel World Luncheon and get together, of course, at Eastside Mario's right here in the West Island of Montreal. And we have some special guests online. Right now, we have Jerry Wagschill with us on studio, who's actually waiting in a departure lounge at the airport. Jerry.
Hi, Willem. Hi, Stephen. I'm actually right now on the flight, actually headed towards where you guys are. You can hear the announcements in the background. I barely hear you guys, but I'm just getting ready to go skiing in Quebec. I'm going to go to Mont-Saint-Anne, and I'm going to go to Le Massif. And while my wife and baby are off at the in-laws, I thought that might be a good thing to do. Cuts down the time with the folks and get some time on the slopes.
Sounds like a great plan.
Oh, I can hear the announcements. Which airport are you at, and where are you heading off to?
I'm at LaGuardia. I was planning to call you guys from Montreal, but what happened was the flight was delayed about an hour and 10 minutes. So right now I'm actually sitting on the plane, seat 3A, looking outside. It's a bright, sunny, cold day in New York. Headed towards Montreal. We're going to have a little bit of a layover and then get on another flight to Quebec City, meet my friend Xavier, and then we'll hang around in Quebec for tonight, and then tomorrow morning, first thing, we'll head up to Mont-Saint-Anne, and then Le Massif, and then Stoneham on the way back to Montreal and Ottawa, where I hook up with the family and the folks.
Well, this weekend before Christmas is one of the busiest travel times of the year. How are the crowds at the airports today?
Well, in New York, it's actually not that bad. It's still a little early, and it's still pretty early in the morning. From my experience so far has been not too bad. We are the 20th of December. I would suggest, you know, judging from my experience today, I'd say, you know, get an early start. You know, we were on the road at about 6:30 this morning, so I have a feeling, though, that by the afternoon, you know, on a nice, beautiful Saturday or Sunday like today, people don't like to start traveling and having to get up at 4:30 a.m., but I would recommend it because who knows what the crowds could be like in the afternoon.
And this way you get a chance to beat the rush.
Yeah, I think so. I get to do a little sleeping on the ground at the airport. But so that's what's going on right now. It's pretty soon I'm going to have to probably turn off this phone.
So if we
wait a second, you hear these announcements. So far, not too crazy. You know, the other. How are you guys doing over there?
We're doing fine. What airline are you with?
Short here, Canada Hospitality. on Air Canada.
Yeah, just heard that.
Come on up.
Let's hear this.
Yeah, I can't hear you too well. Once they stop this announcement, I'll be able to hear a little bit.
Well, let's just listen to the announcement.
Here we are. Go ahead, guys. I can hear you.
Yeah. We're listening to the announcement. In
very
French.
Exciting. Okay, stop.
There we go.
Air Canada, of course, they make their announcements in English and in French, Canada's two official languages.
That's right.
And, of course, Air Canada is the official airline of Travel World, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Wishing them all the best of success in the new year as they emerge from protection under the Canadian Creditors Arrangement Act and get off to a bright start. They've had placed an order for up to 90 new aircraft, combination of Bombardier and Embraer, the regional jets and extended models, up to 75 and 90, 100 seats to add some more point-to-point service in the next year or so and reduce costs as they emerge from bankruptcy protection. So,
now, Jerry, what kind of an airplane are you on?
You know, that is a good question, actually.
It's in the seat pocket in front of you.
I'm looking right now for it. It's called a CRJ.
Oh, those are fun.
Canada Regional Jet, as manufactured right here in Montreal.
That's right.
Assemblée au Québec. Québec, c'est faire.
The man next to me is telling me it's a Canada Air Bombardier.
That's right.
That's right.
Fabrice Castillon, syndicat.
What's the name of the guy sitting beside you, Jerry?
It's a 50-seater. He seems to know what he's talking about.
What's his name?
On each side.
Tell him you're on the radio, Jerry.
Maybe we should say hi to him.
Yeah.
He seems to be just relaxing right now.
Okay, well...
Relax on the air? Yeah!
Wake him up! Make a new friend, Jerry!
He's only supposed to sleep once the flight's in the air.
Oh, yeah? Do you work here? Okay. The guy says that basically the flight had a mechanical problem. That's why it's late.
Oh, good.
So he's plugged into what's going on here. So I'm flying to you guys on a flight that had a mechanical problem.
Well, they fixed it, though.
So you guys make sure you get to be... we hope they fixed it.
Yeah.
So,
well, that'd be cool.
The 10th, we'll know what happened.
We'd have live coverage of the man from Celebrity Justice. Jerry Wagtel's moments aboard the flight.
Well, sometimes they have these minor technical glitches, and sometimes it's just an electrode. They find out that it's a false alarm, and the whole story, I think last week in the National Post, about the Operations Control Center at Pearson Airport, where they're taking calls from around the world and trying to get all the kinks out of the system and debug this and answer this question to that question from airports and aircraft everywhere. It's a big operation trying to keep everything on time and in place.
Right.
And of course, it's also good to make sure that everything's in tip-top shape before you take off and get up there in the air.
Absolutely true. You know, a small alarm just went off. I don't know what that is. It reminds me of high school.
What kind of an alarm went off, Jerry?
Oh, I see. We're pushing away from the...
Bell goes off to stand clear of the jetway,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, look, this is just the Jewish reporting experience here, giving you the small alarms going off and all that stuff, but everything seems to be in order so far.
They're doing the you're doing the pushback from the gate. This is the coolest thing.
Right. Yeah, it is.
In a couple of weeks, I'll come back on the air. I'll be talking to you guys about...
Being
in Colorado and in Quebec City, I've had a chance to do... I just come back from actually Colorado with my friend Chris Mathers, who's coming up with a new book.
Yeah.
And it's called Crime School Money Laundering.
We
were traveling together. He was a former RCMP officer. Oops, I have to cut off the cell phone now, guys. So I'll talk to you about Colorado about Colorado and Quebec City and about January the 10th.
Have a great flight. Have a fun trip
and all the best of the season, Jerry.
And ladies, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, fun times traveling just in the Christmas and New Year's season, and Jerry Wagshall pulling back from the gate at New York's LaGuardia Airport en route to Montreal and Quebec City.
Now, how cool was that?
That was very cool, especially hearing the announcements. I mean, that was just...
You really knew he was on the plane. He wasn't faking it in his bedroom this time with Benjamin the Bunny, no.
That's it.
I'd like to hear the more romantic stories that he has to relate while Alexa and his baby are off somewhere else.
Now.
He might stop off at the Southington Motor Court after having a delicious pizza at Renata's Pizza. You see?
Renata's Pizzeria, yes.
Good
pizza, yeah.
You know what?
Maybe, I like those CRJ planes.
Maybe towards the end of the show in the final 15 minutes, if we're lucky, we may be able to get JR to open his mic and tell us a Christmas story of his own.
Oh, that would be if really lucky, interesting. If we're lucky. Oh, let's hope. If everyone calls the station, begs JR right now.
Yes.
That's it.
And he has around half an hour to think up a story, too, if he doesn't have any.
All right, let's take a break here. Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, coming to you live. WXCT, Southington, Hartford, Connecticut.
Across America via satellite.
You guys say. Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. TermBuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it. And we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people, really working for you.
Oh, I am stuffed.
Me too.
Oh, that was one awesome burrito.
See, I told you this place was great.
I know. I walk by here every day. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
We got to do dessert.
Jenny,
we have to.
No. What are you doing to me? You know, I have to fit into my car.
Oh, please.
Turn into a cow. No, I got to get back to work anyway. I have a major conference call.
Okay.
Waiter. Senor. El Checo, por favor.
Jenny, that's not our waiter.
Oh. Oh, my. Well, whatever. You know, I can't tell the difference between all these Mexicans anyway. You know what I mean?
No, Jenny, I really don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Police stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford here with you in Ellis Obel in studio. It's the Christmas edition of the Travel World Radio Show once again. And as is our Christmas tradition, we have online another one of our special guests every year. Great friend of ours. He's our chief correspondent. We got Vic Phillips online. And Vic, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show.
Thanks, Willem. It's good to be back here. In fact, this is one of the highlights of the next week for me because, you know, I'm the Grinch who stole Christmas. I just hate this time of year. I sit and read and watch movies, and I don't have anything to do with Christmas.
That sounds like a lot of fun, though, Vic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good. But people are always phoning and sending me postcards. I don't open any of my cards until Boxing Day. That for our American listeners, that's the day after Christmas.
Well, you know what you do with that, Vic, is probably because you steam them open and you clean them up and return them to the store for the refund.
Well, no, I never thought of doing that, but that's a heck of an idea. Yeah, anything so I don't have to look at them.
It's Steven's idea. I got to give it to him.
Steam off the stamps and save them for next year before the postal rates increase.
We heard that Dave Watts used to steam open his Christmas cards, and he had a rubber stamp that says, "And Dave Watts wishes you the same," and it worked for hate mail, too. So he would just stamp this on this, reseal the envelope, mark, return to sender, moved, and it wouldn't even cost him a stamp.
Oh. Now, I find all kinds of people are like me. A lot of people hate Christmas, but they don't want to admit it. And you know what, guys? You can't escape it. Everywhere you go, people are asking you dumb things like, "Oh, did you finish your Christmas shopping?"
Oh, yes, on that one, yeah.
Yeah, I hate that one. Or, "What are you doing on Christmas Day?" Like, who cares?
What about the other days of the year?
Same thing I do every day.
I mean, even McDonald's is closed on Christmas Day. You can't even go and get a burger.
Yeah, I know. And there are people with dumb, blank faces running around the crowded shopping malls.
That's because they just got their credit card bill.
I know, and that repetitious music. I want to bomb the place every time I hear that little drummer boy song.
Well, this is why I don't ever play Christmas music straight anymore.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
It's always got to be some kind of a parody. It's always got to be some kind of a joke because you got to show some kind of originality or imagination to the season. If you hear the same thing, what was the last snowfall in Montreal? First guy comes up to me during the snowfall. "Oh, is enough snow for you?" And I'm going, "No, I want 42 more feet of it." "You know, what do you want that for?" I said, "What the hell do you expect me to answer to a question like that?"
Every year it snows. Remember years ago when they did play Christmas music, they were actually Christmas carols or songs that included some meaning of Christmas. Now they're all these wintry, politically correct songs that, you know, about snowmen and Santa Claus. Oh, but that's what gets me. I mean, let's bring on "Oh, Come All Ye Faithful" or "God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen." Whatever happened to those songs? "Frosty the Snowman," move to the North Pole with Santa.
If those gentlemen get too merry, they will have to rest.
Well, you see, in some of the more, the other stations where they have a bit more political correctness, "God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen" turned to "God Rest Ye Merry the Gentile Man."
Now, you know, I got to tell you, I worked at police headquarters in Toronto for 30 years as a reporter. And in that time, I covered 586 homicides, hundreds of suicides, all types of shootings and robberies. And Christmas was always the busiest time for me of the year. The cops were always busy, the coroners. And I chose to work every Christmas so that the family types could stay at home and get fat on turkey and visit relatives they couldn't stand. Yep, I'll tell you, a typical Christmas day for me for 30 years was to arrive at my office at headquarters and have a drink or two with the cops and then listen to the police radios for the crimes, because on Christmas Day, I'll tell you, the crimes just poured in. We'd usually cover two or three murders on Christmas Day, lots of other nice things like gangland shootings. You know, I found out that bad guys don't like to hang around the Christmas tree. They're always trying to hustle or steal something or score drugs.
It's probably because under the Christmas tree they had that new gun in this wonderful wrapping paper, and they had to run out and try it right away.
That could be it. You know, it really bothered all of us when an innocent person, a mother or a father or a child, was a victim at Christmas. And most of the murders were domestic. People who know each other get into arguments, usually after too much booze, and then violence erupts. And, of course, Christmas Day, people like to booze it up, and they're always with people they don't like. Most people don't even like their relatives.
You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your relatives.
You're stuck with them, yes, and you put people in close quarters, and 10, 15, 20, 30 people all together, and maybe cramped quarters, and all the bad things of the past years all come together, and it's like throwing a match into the gas tank.
Yeah. You know, one Christmas, I arrived at the scene of a murder with the homicide detectives, and the dead man had been carrying wrapped presents to his car. They were all neatly wrapped. They were all lying around. And when he was shot in both eyes and the mouth.
Ew.
And it turned out it was a mafia hit. And the reason they blew him away in the eyes and the mouth, it was the mob's way of saying he saw too much and talked too much to the cops.
Oh.
And you know, another thing about Christmas, you get to see a lot of Christmas tree fires as a reporter. That's where the houses burn down. Now I spend Christmas really quietly. No relatives. I try and see them in the new year. And I take my dog Bailey out for a walk, and then I go to the movies on Christmas Day. I'm always looking for comedies. Now, there aren't too many comedies this year. I've checked them out. So I'm going to go watch that Cold Mountain. That's a love story set in the Civil War. A lot of guns and shooting, just like Christmas Day in the real world.
But you're a Civil War buff anyway.
Oh, yeah. Now, I talked to a lot of my retired cop friends, and they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
They're all going to the movie on Christmas Day. They don't like it either.
Well, Stephen and I are writing a book this year, speaking of cop friends. We're going to call it, Adventures of Lawson McCready, Detective at Large, of course. And the opening paragraph is something about him sauntering towards a crime scene, and his only concern on his mind is that his pizza is going to get cold. Now, typical Montreal cop, yes.
Oh, yeah. Now, even on Christmas Day, you know, the bad guys are out there. They're breaking into homes, breaking into cars. They still need their drug fix. And I got to tell you, I think it was about 5 years ago, I was sitting in a movie theater in Toronto on Christmas Day, and I was sitting with four or five retired policemen friends of mine and a couple of guys who are still working policemen. Four punks came into the theater, and they started robbing people during the movie.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, they slapped some of the women around, and they demanded money from everybody. But they weren't too successful because, as I said, the theater was filled with off-duty or retired cops, and the bad guys left the theater with a lot of bruises, and they spent their Christmas in jail.
It's like that, he's in jail now, but the Montreal-based boxer Alex Hilton, famous for having tried to rob a Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, you got to have taken too many blows to the head to try to rob an auxiliary police station.
Oh. And now I remember in Toronto, years ago, we had a radio station I worked at, CKEY Radio, doesn't exist anymore, but we had the Santa Claus Bandit, and this guy was kind of funny. He'd dress up as a Santa Claus, but he'd walk into a bank, and everybody said, "Hi, Santa," and he made everybody relax. Then he walked up the teller, pulled out his gun, and demanded money. And, you know, I don't think they ever caught the guy.
Well, the same modus operandi happened in Montreal in the early 60s, and the Santa Claus Bandit here in Montreal actually shot two police officers, Brabant and Marino, from the Ville-Saint-Laurent police force. They're still commemorated to this day by a street named after them in Saint-Laurent, but he dressed up in a Santa Claus suit, went in to rob the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce branch in the suburban industrial park, and the silent alarm went off, and when he came out, saw the officers there, he shot them in cold blood. But he did serve that Santa Claus band, at least in Montreal, did serve some time for the shooting.
Boy, all of us sure really enjoy Christmas. Our listeners are getting another side of the event.
Well, it sure beats the typical yearly story that we've had every year up until now of the Christmas and some taking in some homeless guy and
it's
you
the
know,
dark side of Christmas.
Well, this is it. Well, you know, it's also the true side
of
Christmas.
I was just going to say that.
You know, there a few years ago, there was a movie, The Ref, with Dennis Leary, and it's the same thing that Vic is talking about. All the relatives, they just hate each other, and you're just waiting for the time to pass. So.
But there's also so much pressure put on Christmas. It's Christmas. I have to have fun. I have to have so much fun. Well, what if you're in a bad mood that day because you're too tired from all the shopping and the cooking and everything else? And like we've discussed, you've got to see those cranky relatives.
Well, you notice, okay, and as much as I'm a Christmas person myself, you'll notice that there are no decorations on my house. My neighbors take care of that for me. They say, "What do you, you know, why don't you put that up?" So, well, that's very easy because I'll spend hours and hours putting the damn thing up just to take it down a week later. I mean, you know, I'll leave it there in the closet and just say I did it. You know?
And of course, there's creating the economic work. Pressure at this time of year to get gifts, and people tend to overextend themselves. So.
Yeah, and if you believe in the religion of it, I mean, if you go back 2,000 years, I mean, Jesus would be shocked now if he knew what was going on at Christmas.
Well, and with that spirit in mind, we wish you all the best this holiday season, Mr. Vic Phillips, and we'll be talking to you in the new year, I think, in warmer climes,
okay,
Phoenix and the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah, and I'll just say best of the season, not
and
Merry
to
Christmas.
You, and enjoy the movies.
Bye-bye, okay. Vic.
Across America via satellite.
What
the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now, today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh, no. I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now, who would like to go next? How about you?
Oh, no. Not me. Oh, no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org. www.focusonlearning.org or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Hey, Miss Taylor, come on. Let me get those groceries from you.
Oh, hi, David. Yes, it'll be a big help there.
Okay, whoa, these are heavy.
Listen, how's the landlord business?
Oh, pretty good.
Did you rent the apartment next door yet?
No, not yet, Miss Taylor, no. Oh, some guy came by today to look at it, but, you know, I didn't even show it to him.
Oh, why not?
Well, come on, he was a brother.
Well, why wouldn't you rent to your brother?
No, a brother, you know, colored, black guy.
Excuse me?
No, don't worry. No, I told him somebody else put down a deposit. It happens all the time. I figured you went on one of them living next door. You know what I mean.
No, David. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
I am Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho.
Yes, Black Sabbath, That's Christmas. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show.
Should have played that one for Vic.
Oh, yes. Well, it's actually more Vic's version of Santa Claus. Anyway, well, we're back here on the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, Ella Sobel in studio. Special guest on the air with us today, someone that I truly love having on the air with us each and every time she can join us, Cynthia Fodor, our Midwest Bureau Chief. Welcome back to the show.
Merry Christmas, Willem. I was sort of expecting, you know, Silent Night or something there.
But
that'll wake you up.
The Willem Backus Music Library.
It'll send all the kids running away, too.
Exactly. I'm sure your Christmas music library is a little different from most, Willem.
Yeah, you can say that again. I also have Santa Claus is Fooling Around. That's another great one that I've got, too.
I'm sure that's a fun one.
Well, listen, you know, you hear the same song year after year after year after year. It's kind of nice to hear somebody putting a little creativity into it, too. If they're going to be singing about some, you know, figment of an 1890s New York cartoonist imagination, you know, may as well, you know. Before 1890, of course, there was no Santa Claus. That was the some cartoonist in New York City who made that up. Before that, it was Father Christmas that was generally celebrated. And we learned that at the Frick House when we visited Pittsburgh back in 1999, and that is our roundabout way of reintroducing, of course, you, Cynthia, because you are from Pittsburgh.
That's right. I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I do have a lot of happy memories of Christmases there, and it was fun to actually think about them, because, you know, Christmas becomes such a hurried time for most of us, and just a crazy time. I mean, you see these people running into the malls and rushing around, and really losing sight of what it's all about, which is, you know, spending time with family and sort of slowing down and remembering what it's all about. And so often we get caught up in the rush of it that we sort of forget. So it's nice to kind of sit back and relive some of these memories.
I'm with you 100% on that thing. For me, you know, Christmas is taking the VIA train to Hamilton.
Effective Christmas product placement with Willem Backus.
Well, I did that last year. We were on Magic 104 because our correspondent Cooper Fox asked us to record one of those Christmas is kind of things, and I couldn't help but talking about the VIA rail train because I foam at the mouth at anything that's railroad. Cynthia, though, you must have a special Christmas planned each year with your son Jake. Jake must be getting some interesting things accomplished now with his Taekwondo and so.
Yes, and he's 10 years old now, so Christmas is kind of an interesting time because, you know, he still believes in Santa Claus, which is wonderful, and I think he's afraid not to because he asked me the other day if he had doubts about Santa Claus and Santa Claus could read his mind and knew that, would he bring anything for him still?
Ooh,
so he's like trying to erase any doubts from his mind just in case to cover his tracks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I read a study, of course, about Santa Claus, and there's some facts and figures which were rather interesting. Of course, if Santa Claus had to, you know, service about the 91 million households, assuming that there's at least one good child in each household, you know, he'd have to be moving from house to house about 1/1,000th of a second per house. If he, you know, assuming he had 30 hours to do the whole job, given time zones and stuff. you know.
Well, there was somebody with a lot of time on his hands to have completed that study.
That was a study by the Scientific American Journal, and I thought that was a rather interesting read. Of course,
well, you'll appreciate this. We told Jake to make his list for Santa, and he wrote Santa a letter saying that he really has everything he needs and wants. All he wants is a swimming pool built into his backyard.
There's plenty of room there in the backyard to build it. Should do it for him.
Exactly. It's perfect for that. But I said, I don't think Santa Claus is going to be doing manual labor on Christmas Eve. You're not going to wake up and suddenly have a built-in swimming pool in your backyard.
No, we'd get other people to do it for him.
Well, if they come from Santa's slave labor camp. Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. that's what the elves are for, you
that's
know?
It.
Well, he's magical, and he can perform many things, but I'm not quite sure that's going to happen.
Yeah, he's going to show up, you know, Santa with his workman's undershirt, his hard hat, you know.
And his lumberjacket.
His tattoos, driving a pickup truck, yes. Waiting for the canteen mobile to come by and
with his dyed hair.
Sell him some reindeer snacks, yes.
Mm-hmm. Reindeer beef jerky.
Oh yes, our minds wander. But of course, talking about great food, you were telling me as well that we were talking a couple of weeks ago about San Francisco, and of course some of our listeners are heading out there for Christmas and New Year celebrations as well, and they're looking for a good place to have a good meal, and there was a restaurant there that really hit high on your charts.
Right. You know, they say you can't have a bad meal in San Francisco, and I had some of the best food I've ever experienced out there. Mm. And one place that you have to stop by if you're in San Francisco is Roy's, and you've probably heard of Roy Yamaguchi. They actually have restaurants in a number of cities now, but he originated the Hawaiian fusion cuisine, and it's something totally different from anything. It's a blend of European sauces and exotic spices and the freshest local ingredients that he can find in each city where the restaurant is located. So, of course, in San Francisco, a lot of seafood. I had the best, I have to tell you, the best crab cakes I've ever had in my life at Roy's.
If it's Hawaiian fusion, Cynthia, did you ask him for anpan?
I
or
did.
Down it with a Mai Tai.
But next time we're in Hawaii, we have to go to Roy's because it was voted the best Hawaiian restaurant there. And it's Hawaiian. Bon Appetit described it as California, French, Japanese, eclectic cuisine.
Covers
so
all the bases.
You would love it, Willem, because it's just got a number of different spices blended together in each entree. Mm-hmm. And I had the appetizer sampler, which was the seared shrimp stick with wasabi cocktail sauce.
Yummy.
And Szechuan baby back ribs, which is right up your alley, which were just sumptuous.
Yes. You know, that would be Henri Ducharme, les côtes levées.
Oh, we know some friends that really love those ribs.
baby back ribs.
And then for dessert, the signature hot chocolate souffle.
Mm.
And
that sounds
every
good.
Bite just melts in your mouth and is better than the next. And
tell us about
this
hot chocolate.
You have to savor this very, very slowly because you are absolutely in heaven when you are eating this chocolate souffle.
Oh.
It was just wonderful. Great location. It's on 2nd Street there near the major office buildings. And Roy's also has a website, www.roysrestaurant.com. There are locations, as we said, all over the country right now, and you can enjoy this unique, creative cuisine. It's different from anything you ever tasted.
And, of course, you could probably get some gift certificates to give to your friends if you're looking for a last-minute Christmas gift idea.
Absolutely, and you can't go wrong giving food for Christmas.
No kidding.
Or a gift certificate for food.
People love to eat out.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, especially me.
Yes. Well, I was going to say that, but Stephen enjoys a good meal, too.
Yeah, well, that's...
I think everybody does.
Yeah. Stephen is definitely the chocoholic. I mean, you should have seen his mouth water when you talked about that chocolate souffle.
Oh, I love... One thing
it
about
was
this,
the best.
And one thing and, about the season when you get chocolates, I'd rather have chocolates than those. Shortbread cookies. I might as well get a pile of sawdust in my stocking. But hey, give me chocolate anytime.
It can be arranged, Stephen.
Yeah, actually,
okay,
we can do
we
that.
Know what
I
to send you for a Christmas present then,
yeah,
Stephen.
Go to a local wood shop and send Stephen a pile of sawdust and mix it in.
I was thinking a big box of chocolates.
Well, yes.
That's the gift that comes after the first one of the sawdust.
Oh, I think that would be kind of neat. You know, Cynthia steps off the plane and has got this nice box and a bow. Say, guess what? I'm visiting you guys. Finally. Now, that would be a Christmas present. In the 2004, right. Cynthia, we've got to see you in Montreal.
We will plan that. I'd love to visit Montreal.
Well, you know what? For sure, I'm going to bring you up here. Okay? We're going to have to talk about it. We've got this email thing going on. We're going to bring you up here because I want to show you my city, Montreal, my hometown. And it's about time that you came to visit us. All these years we've known each other. You know, it's just not the same without you.
And I'll bet you Christmas is really nice up there, too.
It is fantastic. It's beautiful. The lighting, the ambiance, the atmosphere around here, the partying. I mean, Montreal, of course, the people of the feel good, the spirit.
We also just got an awful lot of snow in the past week, and it's very pretty. It's white. It's clean. It gives it a big Christmas feeling, especially with all the lights, as Willem was saying.
Cynthia, sadly, our time is up. We got to go.
Okay, well, enjoy your white Christmas, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Well, thank you.
And many happy journeys and happy trails in 2004.
And our best to Jake and the family.
All the best.
Thank you. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show. So keep on
rocking me, baby.
I don't know what to invest in.
Across America via satellite.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
Today's lesson. Parliamo Italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos, you say cuginos, he says cuginos, she says cuginos, we say cuginos, they say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers, turn on a light. That was my idea. But I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited-time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Welcome to Headcare with Dr. Kelly. You're on caller.
Hi, I'm having problems. People don't find me attractive.
And how do you know?
Because they gag when they see me.
Sounds like we're having a self-image problem, yes?
Well, I'm round, red, and disgusting. What can I say? I'm a polyp.
Aren't you being a little hard on yourself, polyp?
Maybe. But there is one more thing.
What's that?
If I'm around long enough, I give you cancer. Hello?
Well, that's interesting. Can we go to the next caller, please, right now?
Let me talk. I grow on you.
When a colon polyp shows up, get rid of it right away, because colon polyps can lead directly to colon cancer. Get the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts.
Hi, it's me again. Hello?
And that's both for men and women. So just get a test from your doctor.
Hello? I think I got cut off, so to speak. Hello?
Colon cancer. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure. For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. A public service message brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the Ad Council, and this station.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Lacey Baines, the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford and Ellis Hobel here in studio in Montreal, saying Merry Christmas to absolutely everybody. Best of the holiday season to all of our listeners, and of course, it just wouldn't be the same if it weren't for one of our good friends, a friend of the show, man who's helped us out greatly, our friend Charlie Prophet down at WXCT, and we want to say Merry Christmas to Charlie and Amy and everybody there, and of course the pit bulls.
Yes, if you don't keep them happy, boy, nobody will be happy.
Yes, I wonder if JR feeds the pit bulls. JR is our good friend. Of course, he runs the board at WXCT, and we've been asking for him to come on the air with us for the longest time. Maybe if we're lucky, one of these days, we'll be lucky enough to have JR on the air with us. This year has been a terrific year, of course, on Travel World with our friends over at WXCT. We've had all kinds of fun. Of course, we had Kurt doing the car wash during the summertime, and that was fun. Yeah, we wish we were there at the time. And, we're going to go back down to Southington sometime soon because we got to go see our friends. One more time.
A lot of plans for 2004, trips coming up, shows on the road.
And that's the best part about travel. You get to meet people, make friends, learn about other people, and really experience different areas firsthand.
Well, I think you remember more a destination from the people you've met there.
Yeah.
The people we met, like Brad and Jim, and at the Comfort Inn in St. Johnsbury.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
A little town that you might just drive by off the highway. But we remember it because of the people who stood out with their hospitality.
I remember the people we met at the music store in Littleton.
Yes, and over the years, the people we've met just going into a store or, years ago in Philadelphia. It's who you meet along the way.
And Willem, don't forget our friendly concierge Mark Hendricks out in Nashville.
Yes, last year between Christmas and New Year's, Ellen and I traveled. We did a musical journey.
It was an odyssey.
Yeah, we started off in Nashville, and then we went to Chattanooga, then down to Huntsville, Alabama. Then we went over to Muscle Shoals. Of course, I'm a big Lynyrd Skynyrd fan.
Regretfully, the Swampers were not there.
No, that's the rhythm section, of course. Jerry Wexler, who recorded at not just Muscle Shoals Sound, but they started
Fame
off, of
Studio.
Course, Fame Studios. Muscle Shoals Sound is where Lynyrd Skynyrd recorded the rest of their titles. Fame Studios is where legendary recordings like Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin, Wilson Pickett.
Many greats.
Many greats. So you walk through these doors, you say, wow, this is where it happened. It was great. Then we went up to Memphis, and we saw the Gibson Hall of Fame and the Rock and Soul Museum. We saw the Guitar Factory.
And the Beale Street Blue is just one interesting, beautiful guitar.
Yeah.
And remember, Willem, when we went on that tour and they were saying if those guitars weren't up to spec, they would destroy them, and
don't
how almost
that.
Every person in that group was ready to shed a tear. It's wait, I'll take it.
Grown men burst into tears.
Women too.
Okay. Yeah. I just sat there. It's like, just rip my heart out, you know? Don't put a guitar near a bandsaw. I mean, please, no.
And the interesting thing about that particular tour was at the final stages, the employees have to play guitar properly because they have to test the guitars.
Well, I'll just recap the process real quick. When they're building a guitar, because Gibson is such a big name in the field of guitars, this is a factory, of course, in Memphis where they make the ES-335. That's you'll see B.B. King playing this guitar. It's got the sort of a semi-hollow body. It's got the F holes in it, and they have many stages where they glue it together, they make this, they cut it out here, they cut it out there, they put a special finish on it. Gibson has the trademark plastic rims
it's
around the side.
It's a long process.
And there's at every stage, there's quality control processes that go along. They put the neck on the guitar, and they go down the line. If there's defects, they can go back and they can repair it. They can repair virtually everything. But it's at the end, the final stage, where the one of the qualifications to be employed at this factory is that you must know how to play guitar very well. And you take each guitar, and you have 2 weeks before the guitar leaves the factory where this guitar must be played, and you play your heart out on this thing.
And that's your job.
That's your job. And I'm thinking, wow, that's a heck of a job. But the thing about it is that if the guitar, no matter what they adjust or what they do, doesn't sound properly, doesn't sound the way Gibson ought to sound, what they do is they'll send it back and make whatever adjustments they have to. But if failing all that, they just can't seem to get it to go right. They do not sell second quality guitars.
They trash it.
Yeah, they send it to the bandsaw. And the guy says this, of course, holding this beautiful, beautiful blue guitar in a new color they launched called Beale Street Blue. You know, with
gold Beale Street being the primary street in Memphis where you have all the clubs and the restaurants and the music.
That's the most famous. I mean,
exactly.
It's what Rodeo Drive is to Los Angeles. Beale Street is to the blues in Memphis. And it's one of the primary streets. That and Union Avenue. You go down Union Avenue, and that's where you have Sun Recording Studios where Elvis did his thing. For us, it was a heck of a thing, and that's what we remember for Christmas. And then we remember the people along the way.
That's
we
right.
remember Mark Hendricks, of course, from the Opryland Hotel in Nashville. And I totally developed a whole new appreciation for the city of Nashville and the kind help that they had with our show.
What an incredible place.
Other people that we met along the way and all the journeys that we've done through the year. I mean, Auberge du Lac Taureau and well,
yes, that's on right on our itinerary and agenda for August, a great getaway north of Montreal, Lanaudière region. The people at Auberge du Lac Taureau remembered the restaurant. Oh, you were here last year, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's that attention to detail and remembering the repeat customers. They get almost 80% of their business is repeat traffic through the property. People we've dealt with over and over in the year, Carol Batesville, Tiburon Hospitality. She left the Legacy Golf Resort, now with Tiburon, the Carefree Resort in the north of Phoenix, and stayed at the Ocean Place Resort in Long Branch, New Jersey, and heading out to see her again in January at Carefree Resort.
And we should also mention our dear friend Maria Miles.
Oh, yes. Maria
Salisbury,
Miles.
Salisbury.
Oh, good to see her again.
Massachusetts.
Yeah,
north what of a
Boston.
Lovely, wonderful woman.
Yeah. These are the haunts of Travel World. Another place that, of course, that brings memories. Yesterday I was shopping, and I happened by the video, and I saw in the classics section, the William Holden movie, Love is a Many Splendored Thing, was brought back memories of our trip to Hong Kong this year.
Oh, Nevin Lim.
And our good friend Nevin Lim, who was our tour guide of the city. And this guy carried a little portable DVD player and had all these little clips of movies that featured scenes of Hong Kong. See that scene you're looking at? It was featured in this movie, and it was in this movie. And you get a whole new appreciation for just what an incredible place it was and how much fun. But more importantly, the friends we made along the way.
And the friends and the people really make it. I mean, that's what sticks in your memory.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I remember Devin from my first trip to Hong Kong, and I said, great, we got him again. And because that very first trip I made to Hong Kong, he was with Grey Line Tours at the time. Mm-hmm. Instead of just saying, oh, meet me at my office and take the tour bus, here's a free pass, get on the bus, take the tour, you and 40 others get on the bus. He came, met me at my hotel that time at the Conrad. He said, here's how you use the transit system here, the stored value cards. Here's, take this. Explained the whole transit system, so I had no qualms, no fear about getting lost or getting around the city on their wonderful subway system.
It's a personal touch.
Yeah, and that made all the difference. I got all around the entire area by being shown, here's how we do it as a local. And he took me to his office and gave a great tour, and good to see him again after around 10 years.
And after all, for us, that's what travel is all about, friends and the people we made.
Yep.
Brings us full circle back to our good friends over at WXCT 990 of Southington, and for the man we call the King of Southington, Charlie Prophet himself, our good friend and our help, and through the year 2004, we're looking to a terrific, you know, relationship, having the show expand a little bit more and doing a lot more stuff with you, Charlie. We want to thank you for everything you've done to help us this year, and looking forward to doing lots more with you in the coming year. JR, it's been a real fantastic time working with you. I know that one of these days we'll finally get you on the air with us, if we're lucky. And in the meantime, I wish to all of you the best of the holiday season. Take care of each other. This is the best time of them all. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
And this is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, wishing you Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year to everybody.
Exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Richard.